When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
This is a lady, let me just share very briefly, who was really struggling with getting duplication. You know that word, duplication, four syllables of pure joy when it works, right? So she was struggling with getting duplication. Would you guys just throw me a comment if that is something that you're currently struggling with, because we're going to talk a bit about that. She had a couple of discoveries that really helped her get over some of the obstacles she was facing in getting her team to grow. She'd kind of plateaued, which she's going to share a little bit more details about that. But I just want to know who in here is dealing with that issue, because you're going to relate to some of what she shares today. So without further ado, I want you to meet my guest today, Jennifer Riala. And she is an absolute joy to chat with. I've really had a fun time getting to know her a little bit. So without further ado, Jennifer, there are some people in the audience who don't know you yet. Would you share with them a little bit about who you are and what you might like them to know about you?
Of course. Thank you so much, Stacey. And thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm really excited and I'm a little bit nervous, but I know that this is definitely a message that there's somebody out there that needs to hear. A little bit about myself. I am a mom of three girls, 7, 4, and 2. So definitely have a busy household these days. And my background prior to finding my company and being introduced to network marketing is in social work. I was working for the government doing child protective services investigations. So that was a very emotionally exhausting job with very unpredictable hours. And I was like working like an entrepreneur, but without any of the benefits.
Oh, gosh.
And so when my company, or when this opportunity was presented to me, I was one of those people that thought, I don't need another job, because I didn't really understand the concept. But I did fall in love with my product, and I was kind of ignorance on fire. And I just got really excited about the results that I was having. But I had, you know, I shared them. I shared them very openly with people. They could see the transformation in me. But I had fears like anybody else. And one of them was, I didn't share this, but I live in a very teeny tiny remote town in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Most people don't even know that it even exists. They think that Michigan is just, you know, the mitten. And so I had fears that I don't know enough people. How am I going to build to the higher levels in such a remote area? And that's why I kind of transitioned into social media, because after I became ignorance on fire, I kind of hit, like you said, I kind of plateaued. I kind of hit a wall in my business. And when you're committed, like I was, you get creative. And so I needed to get creative, and I needed to find something else to help me branch out and meet some new people.
Right. Kathy says Michigan rocks. If there's any social workers in the audience, drop us a comment, let us know, because you're actually the second person from that field of work that I've interviewed. And there are some similarities in terms of, you know, it's all encompassing work. It's very emotional. It can be very draining. So here's a woman who's got a very demanding career, you have three kids, little. So they, you know, they need their mama all the time. I have two, and so three, I can't even imagine. And you also live in, you know, the middle of nowhere, right? Right. So that we, there's, those are, I can hear some excuses creeping up from, you know, I've heard 1,000 times before, and probably so have you. There's no one to talk to. I don't have the time. I'm too busy. You know, the kids' schedules, all that stuff. You said that you were able to create some success out of the gate. I almost misspoke. It almost got very interesting in here. So what was that like for you? Because so many people struggle right out of the gate. Did you find that your friends and family and your warm market were supportive in the beginning? What did that look like for you?
In the beginning, I was just so excited and passionate. I didn't really overthink things. I think it was when I started to get success and started to lead a team that I began to overthink. Which, if there's any chronic overthinkers, I actually don't really consider myself to be a chronic overthinker. But once I started to get a team, I became one, because I felt like, oh, this isn't just about me. And that's probably why I struggled with duplication, right?
Right.
Because I was actually trying to make my team like me rather than encouraging them to be the best versions of themselves. And of course, that always is going to backfire. And so, like, I don't really know if I had a lot of struggle in the very beginning. I moved pretty quickly in terms of my company. I was very above average as far as ranking. And then I hit a plateau once my team got bigger. That's kind of what ended up happening for me. But like you said, like with social workers, luckily I had the background of social work, because social workers, they have a passion to help people. And they are amazing at this type of business because they have that passion. They also are very resourceful. And so I used a lot of those skills to help me push through those dark times in my business, which often had a lot to do with, you know, just relinquishing control of other people, and also understanding that not everybody that joined my team was going to be ignorance on fire or was going to be on fire at all. I had to really learn, like, use my social work skills to understand and empower other people instead of enable them.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Empower instead of enable. And also, like, just learning about culture. And, you know, Ray has taught us a lot about, through the Thompson rule and other things. If you don't know what that is, it's just the concept that different people on your team are going to have different desire levels. They don't all want to come in and crush it out of the gate. And if we're the kind of people who are like, woohoo, let's like take this to the moon, we can't fathom. We just can't wrap our heads around the idea that other people don't
have
those.
That was totally me.
Yeah, 100%.
That was totally me.
Yeah. Okay. There is a lot of people who have success out of the gate. You know, not everyone's a super slow burn. But when you hit that plateau and you're like, okay, there's some things not working here. I am a go-getter. I'm resourceful. I love that word. So many people are not, right? And so you're coming at it with all of this level of skill and this desire level that's over the moon. And now you're plateaued because you're like, nobody else is doing anything. Or at least not what I would like to have them do. So you start micromanaging them a bit, right? To try and make them turn into Jennifer. That didn't work out so well.
Absolutely.
Right. So how did you get from there to having a breakthrough? You mentioned that you you were doing a lot of stuff on social media. So how did you get past that? What resources did you seek out, or how did you work through that issue? Because there's a lot of people here who can relate to that issue. They're in it right now.
So I first of all, I plugged into company events, company trainings. I became a sponge. I wanted to learn as much as I could, not just about my products and about my company, but about the industry. So one of my reservations when I said yes to network marketing was, I don't know anything about business. I've never owned a business. I didn't want more responsibility in my life. I had three kids. I had a job. I had, finances to take care of, all the responsibilities that we all have. And so I was looking for ways to make it easier. Like, nobody joins this because they want things simplified. And I think Ray says the role of a leader is to keep things simple, or something along those lines.
That is accurate.
And,
yeah.
And so I was looking for a way to do that. And I couldn't quite figure it out, but I just became a sponge. I would sign up for free webinars. I would invest. I would go to all of my company events. I would read books, invest in personal development. And one of the turning points for me, and I love telling this story because there's no other way to explain it except kind of like divine intervention. And you and I talked about this. The way I stumbled across Ray and Jessica was seriously divine. I was listening to a Facebook Live that Eric Worre was doing, and he was giving away free tickets to GoPro, and it was just something silly where you had to comment a bunch of times. And I don't know, you guys, like, some things are like built up over time, but I think success, one of the keys to success is self-awareness. And when you can actually listen to that voice inside of you and block out everything else, you will be so successful. And that's what happened to me, is I heard a voice that was like, you're going to win that ticket. You're going to win that ticket. And it was so weird. I just was commenting. And all of a sudden, Eric, he said my name and he slaughtered it. He's like, Jennifer Rahala. And I'm like, that's me.
Yay.
But then, of course, like everybody, the negative self-talk came in, like, oh my God, what did I do? How am I going to get to this event? But I just like threw all that away and I listened to the voice and I got myself there in Vegas. It was tough. You know, I actually missed my daughter's fourth birthday to be there at GoPro. And because I needed this to work. And I'm going to get, I don't know why I just got emotional by saying that, but it's like, you know, the sacrifice, like, I don't sugarcoat the sacrifice sometimes that it takes to do this. So I got myself to Vegas and I remember hearing Ray and Jess on stage. And I was like, oh my God, they are speaking right at me.
It's funny how they do that, eh? Right to your soul.
Yeah, I mean, they were amazing speakers at that event. And that's, I really and truly believe you don't just need to get to your company events. You need to also get to industry events, because my vision was expanded. I mean, it just magnified. It like 10x'd, right? Because I got to see, wow, you see the success in your company and it's great. But when you can see how massive this industry really is and all the people all over the world, like, you can see yourself in other people. And then the other thing that kind of like fell away from me was like, I had a guard up. I was kind of like in competition with other companies. And I like released that and I became in collaboration. And then all these other opportunities started to come into my life. It's like I had that resistance up. So I heard Ray and Jess speak. I felt like they were speaking through me. Again, it was like one of those like God moments, or like where time stops. And you know, has anyone ever gone to an event and they're like super fired up, and then when they get and they're like, I'm gonna implement all these things, and then when they get home, they're like, wah wah.
Yeah. I call that the event hangover.
Yes. So that's what happened to me. Not gonna lie, I was super pumped. I'm like, I'm gonna join Rank Makers, and I didn't. I didn't at that time. I didn't. But you guys, this is what happened. I think I just needed to grow a little bit. A couple months went by, and I know there were some people in Michigan. If there's anyone like in the Midwest or in the Northeast who has lived through a long winter.
I had to live.
I mean, like literally, not metaphorically.
Yeah.
But that helps too. But I had to live through the last winter in Michigan to really be like, all right, I'm done messing around. Because what happened was February, we got hit with so much snow. And the weather was horrible. In the month of February, my daughters went to school a total of 4 days because of so much snow. It was like the whole teeny tiny town shut down. It was horrible. And when you're locked inside with three kids, you can go a little stir crazy. And well, that stir craziness was a huge blessing because I ended up coming across one of Ray's silly videos. And I told you, like, he was wearing like a wig and he's like chasing Jess. I'm sure as many people have seen it.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it and again had one of those moments. And I honestly didn't even recognize it was them because they were dressed up so ridiculously. And then I heard them say Rank Makers and I'm like, oh my God. And that was really one of the first times that I had laughed about my business in a while.
Wow.
And that was really sad. And I thought, oh my God, I'm not waiting anymore. I'm jumping in. And because I went through that and because I had seen them before. And then like, once I saw Rank Makers, I realized like, oh my God, I have to take this seriously. This is my answer. So I jumped in and I wasn't one of those people that just messed around. I just was like, I knew I had that knowing. And so often we don't trust that knowing. And there are times when I haven't trusted it either, guys. So I'm not saying I'm like all knowing and like this super self-aware person, but I just knew that. And look at what it's done for me and my team. And so you're here for a reason. You're like hearing what Ray and Jess have to share for a reason.
Yeah. I love, there's so much goodness in what you just said. I'm not even sure which I want to pick out first, but look at the impact that you're creating. And I do want to point out for some people who don't know you in the audience, you haven't been at this that long, like a couple of years. And here you are, you are watching this video and you suddenly decide I'm going to win this ticket. I have no idea how I'm going to get my butt to the event because there's flights, there's accommodations, yada, yada, yada. There's childcare, there's everything else, right? That we all have. Well, not all, but a lot of us are dealing with those responsibilities. You go and you get yourself to an event, not just the company event, but another event. So guys, I hope that's not lost on you, because we are constantly, constantly talking about the power of events to change lives, and people don't really get it until they're there. And like you said, sitting there, and you almost can feel the energy. Well, you can feel the energy off of all those people in the crowd, and you look around and you see some of the biggest names in the profession sitting there taking notes with you. And it's like the realization that they're just normal people. Like, they aren't bigger than life like you imagine. They are sitting there taking notes, learning, implementing things the same way as everybody else. And when you finally take that into yourselves, that they don't have some kind of superpower that you don't, that you can do it too, for real. We say that all the time. But when you take that into yourselves and make that recognition, everything changes. And you had that profound experience. You said it was almost like a God moment because it's so impactful.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.